This is WDIY 88.1 FM and WDIY.org. My name is Ken Michael, and this is Lehigh Valley Art Salon. My guests this week are Andrew Cassano, who's Administrative Director, and Deb Sakarakis, Artistic Director of the Zollner Art Center on Lehigh's campus, and we're here previewing this spring's season. Deb, we were talking about this just before we went on air, talking about this, that part of the thing I love about the presenting program at the Zollner is that you throw things out there that you have these unique things that you've put on, and certainly one of them is you invite the audience up on stage to sit and enjoy the performance. And that's quite a unique thing. And you've had that for a few years now. And you've got one coming up this Saturday night.
We have, Ken. First of all, thank you very much for having us on the air. Hello, everybody out there in Radioland. Happy New Year. We at Zollner Art Center are starting off 2017 with an onstage cabaret featuring an amazingly talented young woman, Bria Skonberg. She's a trumpet player. She's a vocalist. And she's coming to us with trio, piano, drums, and bass. So Zollner Art Center is really a fabulous art center. We try to maximize use of the building in every conceivable way. So we have onstage cabarets where the audience gets to sit right on stage with the performer. We have a 6 o'clock dinner, a 7 o'clock set, and then we also have a 9 o'clock set for the Bria Skonberg Trio. Bria is a Canadian who, at a very early age, distinguished herself in trumpet work. She moved to Vancouver and then to New York City, where she's been getting accolades for her amazing talent. So you can count on having instrumental repertory as well as quite beautiful vocals. And that's this coming Saturday on January 21st with sets at 7 and at 9 p.m.
And is one of the great aspects of the Zollner, as I've always enjoyed, is that you can open up the whole building, that it becomes this huge cathedral for sound, or you can close off the back a little bit halfway back and it makes it more intimate. And then you have these amazing things where you bring all the action right up on stage. And she's the kind of person, it would be great to like sit in a little table just next to her and listen to her vocals and trumpeting, and sounds like a great experience.
Absolutely. You know, it's a very intimate setting, and she has been compared with Diana Krall. And the same kind of musical aesthetic as like Michael Bublé or Harry Connick Jr. I think it promises to be a really quite wonderful evening.
And now we have another one coming up. The notion of the postmodern jukebox is also something that really came under the, I first heard about it from performances at the Zollner. I was like, well, that's very curious. What's going on here?
Isn't it a great format?
It is, yes.
It's really brilliant young man, Scott Bradley. I believe it's his concept. He gets rights to rearrange contemporary musical hits from the likes of Miley Cyrus, Justin Bieber, Radiohead, or Guns N' Roses. So you might hear a Guns N' Roses piece rearranged to be in 1920s club music. And the other wonderful conceit of the group is that Scott Bradley enlists the artistic services of really smart and incredibly talented people from all over, people like Morgan James, and literally promotes their careers through these wonderful performances. Postmodern Jukebox has its own following, and that's on February 4th. It's an 8 p.m. curtain. So certainly come out. If you haven't been to Zollner Art Center, please come and visit us. And both for Bria Skonberg and also for Postmodern Jukebox, this is a really great way to know the center. I would have to say also that it's interesting. The audience, the fan base for Postmodern Jukebox, is sometimes as interesting as the material that's going on stage. So we hope to see all the Postmodern Jukebox fans in Zollner on February 4th.
You just come to the Zollner, period, because it is a great building.
Thank you.
I'm just saying, rather than making a point of coming because there's going to be a great performance, come and explore the building. Come in and view this amazing building, because it has a great gallery in the front of it. Two floors of just fabulous gallery to roam through, and get postmodern. That you take a familiar and put it in an unusual and say, well, check it out over here. Look at this. Isn't this fun? Isn't this curious? And a great way of exploring musically.
We hope so. You know, and I'm glad you mentioned the gallery. So from the galleries to the various venues, we have Baker Hall and Diamond Theater, and we do performances in our little black box theater. There are performances, guest artists that we bring in from all across the world. We have performances from the students and the faculty right in our music and theater departments. So there's programming a lot of the time.
The jazz faculty and also the Philharmonic for Lehigh University, their performances, not to be short shrift from the guests that come in, there's some spectacular performances and spectacular theater, such as the one that Cashy Johnson is bringing. And I know we're jumping way ahead to March here, but you were discussing theater and such. And I know the Diamond Theater is a spectacular theater for doing staging of important works. And Cashy has a long history of doing such things. And she has a new one that's being produced by the theater department at Lehigh on March 1st through the 4th, Claiborne Park.
Like you said, the Diamond Theater, which is where a lot of the theater department productions are done, it's a three-quarter thrust theater. For those of you not in the industry, that means that the stage is actually almost in the middle of the theater with the audience sitting in three quarters all the way around. And so you really actually become really a part of the scenery. It's a very engaging, very close to the action type of performance. And like you said, Cashy's just got such a wonderful directing style. She's picked some really thought-provoking programs. Claiborne Park is a Tony Award-winning theater piece from 2012. Although the piece has been around for a while, it's actually a piece that was written to follow up upon Lorraine Hansberry's A Raisin in the Sun. And so actually a lot of the characters in the play are actually protagonists from Raisin in the Sun as well, too. It's a play that discusses race, it discusses gentrification, something I think that a lot of people in the Valley can identify with, especially with all the wonderful development that's going on, but, you know, has some interesting conversational repercussions at the same time that this play identifies and can explore as well. It's a great drama. The acting in it by the students is always really fantastic, and they build fantastic scenery and costumes and just do a really great design. So it's a great way of seeing live theater, and it's a really fantastic production.
And it is really, like you said, having that stage set the way it is. It's once again putting the action out into the audience.
Right.
Going, hey, here you go.
Yep. Great connection with the actors.
Now, musically, I wanted to jump back just... Oh, I should just say, I'm speaking with Andrew Cassano, who is the administrative director of the Zollner Arts Center, and I'm also speaking with Deb Zacharakis, who is the artistic director, and we're talking about the spring season and the Bollywood Musical Review. And also, speaking musically, there's two things here. They're kind of on two sides of a magnet, but the Bollywood Review and also the Dueling Harpist. They're two things that both sound like they'd be very intriguing and a lot of fun.
Well, we have Taj Express coming in on Friday, February the 10th. I am a big fan of Bollywood, the amazing dance moves, the infectious music, beautiful costumes, all strung rather loosely together on plots that generally involve some sort of romance. This particular performance is directed by the very famous Merchant family. Shruti Merchant is among the top choreographers in the Bollywood industry. And a performance, for those of you who subscribe to Zollner or have been to Zollner in the past, you may have come to The Merchants of Bollywood, a performance we had maybe 4 years ago. And this is from the same artistic dynasty, from the Merchant family. That's Taj Express on Friday, February the 10th.
And it is an exciting, for anyone that's casually glanced at a Bollywood movie, you've seen these spectacular dance review, and it usually involves several hundred people in amazing costumes doing these amazingly choreographed pieces that are sort of about the movie, but they're more about the style and the whole energy of the thing. The plots of the movies are not always real big on concept, but they're big on dances. They're big on lavish production, big on gorgeous sets. The combination of the set and the dance and the music, or the costume and the dance and the music, just blend beautifully together. And for someone that doesn't want to shell out the shekels to see a Bollywood movie, they can see this amazing musical review and get halfway there and maybe get a taste of it and say, I'm going to go check out one of these movies now.
In person, up close, yes. And personal.
Yeah. No, I know the one harpist, but have they played together here before? I know Andrea Witchin, certainly.
There certainly is a history of them playing here in the Arts Center before. This is a new program that they're putting together that's actually still in development right now. Similarly, in some ways, to Postmodern Jukebox, the title is called From Baroque to Bowie, so we know that they're going to be playing a lot of different pieces from early classical music all the way to contemporary music. You know, there's quite a novelty about putting two harps together and the arrangements that they're going to come up with. And as the program becomes more fleshed out, a great way to find out about that program as well as any of our programs is to go on to our website, which is at zollnerartcenter.org.
Dueling harpists. They're both spectacular harpists in their own rights. I know I've heard Andrew Witchin play perform, but I'm intrigued. I know, yeah, and the idea of putting them together, that's very intriguing. Jazz. Now, I've seen this performer or on television. I'm pretty sure it must have been him, Joey Alexander and his trio from his Grammy performance, a 13-year-old Balinese jazz prodigy.
Right. On Friday, March the 3rd, Zollner Arts Center is presenting Joey Alexander. He was born in Indonesia, in Bali. Started playing piano when I think he was 6. By the time he was 11, he released his first album and came to the U.S. where he drew the attention of the likes of Wynton Marsalis and Herbie Hancock. He actually performed for the Jazz at Lincoln Center Gala performance in 2014 and was the winner of Jazz Festival's Master Jam Fest in Odessa, Ukraine, and performed at the Montreal and Newport Jazz Festivals. When he comes to us on Friday, March the 3rd, he will be 14 years of age. It's pretty astonishing. The young man is self-taught. He not only has a really good grasp of the repertory, but he plays it with such incredible intent. It's positively amazing. So Joey Alexander considers some of the people who really influenced him to include John Coltrane, Bill Evans, Thelonious Monk. You can tell from this litany of jazz greats that he is a really serious young man.
His debut disc had a Grammy nomination. That should say something right there. I mean, child prodigies are always intriguing, but where do you go from here? Well, he's already gone past the child prodigy stage into I'm a performer, and here's my CD, or here's my performances, and remarkable accomplishment for a young man like such as himself.
Yeah, and in addition to being an excellent player, he's also an arranger and a composer. So hopefully when he visits us on March the 3rd, we will get to enjoy some jazz classics, as well as some new compositions from Joey Alexander.
Maybe you'll perform my favorite things. This is WDIY. I'm Ken Michael, and this is Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. My guests this evening are Deb Sakarakis, who's the Artistic Director at the Zollner Arts Center, and Andy Cassano, who is Administrative Director, and we're talking about the spring season at the Zollner Arts Center. You're tuned to WDIY. We'll be back in a moment.
Do you have a car that you're trading in? How about an old truck or boat that's taking up space? Let WDIY help you get rid of unwanted vehicles and turn them into financial support for the station. It's a simple and easy process. We handle all the towing, title, and transfer, and you receive a tax deduction. Turn your vehicle into the programs you love on WDIY. To learn more, visit WDIY.org or call 610-694-8100, extension 7.
This is WDIY 88.1 and WDIY.org. My name is Ken Michael, and this is Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. My guests this evening, Andrew Cassano, who's the Administrative Director, and Deb Sakarakis, who's Artistic Director of the Zollner Arts Center, and we're previewing some of the offerings for this spring. Oh, I have lots of things marked down here that are my favorites, but Deb, if you have something, or Andy, if you have something that I'm missing here and you want to make sure we cover it, step on up. Tell us about it.
Well, Ken, once again, thank you so much for having us on. And I would just like to remind the audience that when they come to the guest artist performances and very often with the academic performances, we offer pre-show events. If you come to see 42nd Street, for example, the musical on January 24th, if you come early, 6:30, prior to the 7:30 curtain, you can enjoy the talents of the Muhlenberg Jazz Tap Ensemble, by and large, check the press releases. An hour before the performance, we offer either a lecture or a lobby performance. Mayura Dance Academy will be performing in the lobby prior to Taj Express. We have local artists like Darren Lewis, who will be offering a lecture prior to the performance by the National Symphony Orchestra of Ukraine in February. So the pre-show events, as well as we offer literary artists, readings by literary artists as part of our notation series. On Tuesday, March the 7th, we have an author of young adult novels, Tiffany Schmidt. She'll be speaking at 7:30 in the lower gallery. Earlier, you mentioned our wonderful galleries on the north side of the building, close to Packer Avenue. Tiffany Schmidt will be doing readings from her novels. And then also on April 18th, Allison Welford will be offering readings from, I believe, her novel, Indolence. Both of these young women have ties to the Lehigh Valley. Tiffany Schmidt was a Lehigh University graduate. And Allison Welford is administrative director of the Pan-European MFA in creative writing at Cedar Crest College. So we tried to make certain we cover many of the arts disciplines.
I'm glad you mentioned those. That is a wonderful addition. Oftentimes the main event, the program that's on the main stage in the Zollner, there is a pre-show performance out in the lobby or somewhere else in the building that's a real appetizer. It's a taste. It brings you to the mood of what the rest of the performance is going to be for that evening, or it just whets your appetite for something new. But that's a wonderful, always a wonderful addition to the programs there. Thank you, Deb. Alice in Wonderland? A new imagining of Alice in Wonderland?
This is a really exciting performance by a company from Quebec. The company is Tout à Trac. The director is Hugo Bellinger. They are performing Alice in Wonderland. The conceit is that the actors, they're live, there are puppets. The live performers wear masks. Mr. Bellinger's main bent is to try to use all these devices to make the programs more exciting and more accessible to the audience. So, for example, in this particular performance of Alice in Wonderland, our heroine, Alice, falls asleep in the library, and various pop-up books that she pulls from the shelf become the scenes for the various places in Wonderland, and we get to meet great characters, whether puppet or live, like the Caterpillar, the Mad Hatter, Humpty Dumpty, Tweedledee, and Tweedledum. And these performances are on Sunday, March 19th. There's a performance at 1 o'clock, and Andy can talk about this in one moment, and our public performance at 4. But prior to the 4 o'clock performance, we actually are having a tea party in our Boots lobby. And the wonderful storyteller Mary Wright is going to officiate at our tea party. And that's at 3 o'clock on Sunday, March the 19th. Do you want to talk a little bit about the 1 o'clock show?
So Zollner Arts Center in the last couple of years has been wanting to do a performance that addresses the need of a growing population that doesn't always have the ability to go and witness some of the incredible performing artists that are out there that are touring around the country. This is our second year of doing what we call our sensory-friendly programming, and these are programs that are with our touring guest artists who want to afford an opportunity to kids who may be on the autism spectrum disorder chart. They may have sensory processing orders. They may have issues that are more heightened about being able to sit still and be in a program even more so than any of our wonderful kids out there. And so this show allows all these kids, and especially the families that have such a limited opportunity to get out and attend something as a family where their children can be just who they are and not have to worry about sitting still and being quiet. But also, we make some adjustments to the show and some of the lighting and some of the sound properties that allow the show to not necessarily act as a trigger for certain things that kids can have with these special needs. Our volunteers have been specially trained by some of our great autism resources in the Valley to help parents and provide just a really comfortable atmosphere. So this is a fantastic opportunity at a really, really low price. And for these shows, this is actually one place where we actually get rid of our no refund policy, just because we know plans can change at the very last second. So this is a really easy and wonderful opportunity for you or your family, or if you have neighbors or friends that don't get a chance to go out much because they have to worry about, you know, their kids' behavior, or they're concerned about how they're going to be perceived by the public. You don't need to worry about that. Just come and have a really fantastic, sometimes life-transforming family experience. You know, we'll be there to welcome you and help you all along the way. So, as Deborah said, that's on Sunday, March the 19th, and that's our 1 o'clock show. And our box office will be happy to help make any personal arrangements that you need to have for your family. And we hope to see you there.
Great consideration. Thank you, Andrew.
In addition to the performances on Sunday, we are offering a school time performance on Monday, March the 20th, and that's at 10 a.m. So any of your listeners who are affiliated with local educational institutions are encouraged to call the box office to find out about our school shows. In addition to the school time performance for Alice in Wonderland, we are also offering a school time performance for the great Argentinian dance company Che Malambo, and that's on Monday, April the 3rd, also at 10 a.m.
And you asked about performances that we may or may not have talked about yet, but are kind of our favorites. And I've said this to Deborah ever since she booked them, that Che Malambo is my sleeper favorite. This is the program that many people won't have heard of. They're going to kind of wonder about Argentinian dance and, you know, what that actually might be. I'm just guaranteeing you that if you look at a video of this dance company for 10 seconds, you're going to want to be there. It's an all-male group that has this wonderful infusion of dance style that Deborah can talk more about. Just the vigor and the energy and the choreography and the absolute vivaciousness of which this company comes across is stunning and unbelievable, and you won't want to miss this. I know we're excited about all the programs here. There's nothing that comes through the Art Center that either Deborah or myself aren't excited about. But when people ask me, what's the show that I have to see that I don't know about? This is my program that I cannot wait for.
Andrew Cassano, Administrative Director of the Zollner Art Center. I'm also speaking with Deb Sakarakis, who's the Artistic Director. We've got just a couple minutes left, but I was very intrigued with the idea of a music department performance, Women of Kurt Vile, In and Out of Love, Karen Hofstad.
This is the amazing songbook of Kurt Vile, featured by one of the visiting faculty member, Karen Hofstad. The music of Kurt Vile just spans such a fantastic array of cabaret and Broadway music that has been transformed into pop music and rock music. I mean, you know, the guy has been such a major influence. And so this is just a wonderful evening recital performance on Sunday evening, where she's going to show off a lot of the different worlds and a lot of the different various forms of music and great pieces that he composed throughout his lifetime. Also will be a very fun way to connect with her and, you know, her performance in Baker Hall.
No, I also see that there's another Lehigh University Philharmonic. They're going to be performing The Planets. They're also going to be in the spring, the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, which is a wonderful play. But the one thing I wanted to talk about right before the end here is Mortal Chi, A Warrior's Quest for Balance. This, again, sounds like one of those, that sounds like a can't miss to me. I don't know. Deb, what do you think?
Absolutely. it's an incredible production that includes exhibition of martial arts, jaw-dropping acrobatics, and it's accompanied by live music from an all-female percussion ensemble. This is tied together with a compelling narrative about a Tai Chi master. So I know there are many people in the listening audience who know about and, in fact, practice Tai Chi. So it talks about this Tai Chi master trying to regain his inner energy and life force. So the amazing thing about this is it's one of those performances that appeal to people of all ages. You can identify with it whether you're, as you said earlier, 8 or 80, and it's ancient cultural traditions tied together with 21st century twists. So that's on Sunday, April the 30th at 4 o'clock, which is also a very nice time for families, we understand. So we hope you can come out for Immortal Chi.
You know, like we said earlier, you know, there's so many programs here that you may not recognize the name of the artist that's coming through. And that's actually one of the things that the Art Center prides itself on doing, is bringing some fantastic talent from all over the world in multidisciplinary different types of art forms and multicultural art forms. And, you know, they're all really fantastic performances in their own right. And the best thing to do is, you know, if you want to take a chance or you want to think about something or, you know, have an interesting evening out, but you're not sure about what's coming, all the information, all of these artists, their videos, the soundtracks, and feature performances, you can find out all of that information on our website at zollnerartcenter.org. As programs get updated from the music department, you can see the list of the repertory that's on there. Sign up for our e-newsletter. You can also get more information about that. And it's just a really fantastic way of seeing these great artists that are going to be coming to the Art Center.
Thanks. Andrew Cassano, who is the administrative director of the Zollner, and I was also speaking with Deb Sakarakis, who's artistic director. The spring season at the Zollner Art Center begins in a matter of days. And once again, for more information, all the information you need is probably available at zollnerartcenter.org. You can also phone for information, 610-758-2787. Deb, Andrew, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having us.
Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of the Press.
It is, after all, named Star Wars. Rogue One, a Star Wars story, if not all wars, has enough martial arts battles and aerial dogfights to please the ardent Mortal Kombat or Call of Duty gamer. Rogue One, built as the first standalone in the Star Wars anthology, won't disappoint Star Wars aficionados, should entertain the casual Star Wars fan, and impress moviegoers. Rogue One segues quite well into the very first Star Wars film, written and directed by George Lucas and released nearly 40 years ago, Star Wars Episode IV, A New Hope, released in 1977. And it fits in right after Star Wars Episode III, Revenge of the Sith, released in 2005. The storyline in Rogue One has to do with the Rebel Alliance attempting to steal battle plans for the Death Star. This, as noted in the opening title crawl for Episode IV, sets up the epic Star Wars saga. Director Gareth Edwards, who directed Godzilla and Monsters, is noted for visual effects, and he doesn't disappoint with Rogue One. The Rogue One screenplay by Chris Weitz is based on a story by John Knoll. The casting in Rogue One is solid. Felicity Jones, who was in Inferno and The Theory of Everything, is amazing as Jyn Erso, the heroine in Rogue One, and really carries the film. As Cassian Andor, Diego Luna, who was in Elysium, holds his own opposite Jones. He is stunning in what is truly a breakout star-making role. Others in the excellent cast include Riz Ahmed, Genevieve O'Reilly, Forrest Whitaker, Mads Mikkelsen, Jimmy Smits, Ben Mendelsohn, Donnie Yen, amazing as a blind martial arts warrior, Wen Zhang, K2SO, a droid voiced by Alan Tudyk, and Peter Cushing, born in 1913 and who died in 1994, courtesy of computer-generated imagery. The detail in Rogue One is amazing. The spaceships and fighting machinery are especially cool. If you're a Star Wars fan, it's a must-see, and probably a must-see more than once. Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, is MPAA rated PG-13 for extended sequences of sci-fi violence and action. Opening January 21 are XXX Return of Xander Cage. DJ Caruso directs Vin Diesel in the action film about Xander Cage's new assignment from Augustus Gibbons. Split. M. Night Shyamalan directs Anya Taylor-Joy, James McAvoy, Haley Lou Richardson and Kim Director in the horror film about three girls kidnapped by a man with 24 personalities. The Founder. John Lee Hancock directs Michael Keaton, Nick Offerman, John Carroll Lynch, and Linda Cardellini in the biography drama about the founding of McDonald's after Ray Kroc meets Mac and Dick McDonald, who own a namesake hamburger restaurant in 1950s Southern California. I'm Paul Wildenstein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.
Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us and 10% is what we make happen. Tonight we talk about how so many people in the Lehigh Valley are looking around at their homes where they may have lived for 25 or 30 years and are faced with the dilemma of what do they do? Their children are urging them to do something. Sell your home, move to a retirement community, or move to a facility near to your children. But so many of us have lived in our homes for so long that we don't want to think about parting. It's not a decision that appeals to us. However, we in the Lehigh Valley are fortunate to have a program called Pathstones by Phoebe, which offers continuing care at home with all the services that one might receive in another facility. But the difference is that the services are offered at home. To help us take charge of our lives and learn about this relatively new concept are my guests this evening, Melanie Kohler, Executive Director of Pathstones by Phoebe, and she is a Lehigh Valley native who holds a Bachelor of Science degree in Healthcare Administration and a Master's degree in Business Administration. She is a Pennsylvania State Certified Personal Care Home Administrator. As Executive Director of Pathstones by Phoebe, she oversees the development and implementation of comprehensive programs and services to help older adults remain well, independent, and at home. And my another guest is Nancy Shelley, a lifelong resident of Lehigh Valley, who was educated at Cedar Crest College and Lehigh University, where she received degrees in English and drama. She has taught English, raised a family, worked in a retail bookstore, and in the Bethlehem Public Library. Her husband, a retired school principal, restored their 160-year-old home, which they describe as a disaster when they bought it. And the idea of leaving behind this beautiful home to move further from family and friends did not appeal to them. Nancy and her husband have joined Pathstones by Phoebe, and it is a pleasure to welcome Melanie Kohler, Executive Director of Pathstones by Phoebe, and Nancy Shelley, a member of Pathstones, to help us take charge of our lives on WDIY. Welcome to you both. I am so excited about this program because it is absolutely meeting a need that so many people are finding themselves having to face. We're growing older in our communities, and we don't want to leave our homes. We don't want to leave our friends. But sometimes we're faced with a decision and a dilemma that has no answers. But Phoebe is providing the answer. Melanie, tell us about Pathstones by Phoebe.
Good evening, Ellie. Thank you for having us tonight.
Well, it's a pleasure.
Pathstones by Phoebe. Let me start by saying Phoebe Ministries is really proud to offer the program. We're the first here in the area. And while the concept, continuing care at home, has been around for a while, We're the first in the Lehigh Valley to offer the program to the community.
And we're so glad that you're offering it, really. It's outstanding. Tell us more.
So our program is designed with the primary goal of helping adults to remain in their homes, to maintain their independence and their lifestyles, and to help protect their assets. So if something does happen and needs change, that care is provided and part of the program as well.
That's amazing. What does it entail? Now, Nancy, you are part of this program.
Pat Stones.
Pat Stones by Phoebe. How did you and your husband make that decision?
Well, it was a gradual process in the sense that my husband belonged to the United Church of Christ, which was the founding organization for Phoebe Ministries, and remembers that even as a child, he and his family went to Phoebe Home to visit elder members of his community. We had previously purchased continuing care insurance, and the problem that I saw with using only that insurance was that it provided, first of all, a set fee, which could be paid out for help if you required it only after you had met certain specifications provided by the insurer.
What does that mean, certain specifications?
Well, suppose you said to the insurer, my wife finds it more and more difficult to dress and bathe herself, and I really am worried about the necessity to get down the cellar stairs to where the washer and dryer are. Also, I feel as if these health issues are becoming more and more of a problem for me. At that point, the insurer could say either that is a sufficient problem that we are willing to help you to find for yourself and pay to have those services provided in your home. The insurer did not find those services for you. The burden of finding them still fell to you.
So even though you had long-term care, it was your problem to find the appropriate care.
That's correct.
Okay. Now, how does Phoebe, Pat Stones by Phoebe, differ from that?
It's a good example that Nancy brings up, because a long-term care insurance policy is designed specifically for a long-term care need. So if I have certain deficiencies in caring for myself, I'll need to qualify to receive that care, and I'll also need to qualify for them to pay for that care, which is what she's alluding to. So oftentimes you may need help, but your policy won't pay because you don't need help long enough or as much help as they expect. Pathstones, on the other hand, believes when an individual needs care, it should be provided. Because looking forward, if I can help Nancy do the laundry, maybe she won't slip and fall down the stairs and ultimately need rehab in a nursing home or care that is more extensive. The goal of Pathstones is to focus on prevention and support independence. So Nancy, she wants to do her laundry, God bless her. I'll help her, and I'll support her as much as I can to keep that goal in mind and to achieve that goal with support.
So that makes a difference. The long-term care is there if you need help and you find it yourself, whereas Pathstones by Phoebe says, we'll be with you, and if you need help, we'll be there to guide you and provide it for you. Is that correct?
That is correct. We provide the asset protection, so when the care is needed, we will cover those costs. We will also supply the advocacy and the support and guidance. Each member is teamed up with their own personal health care advocate, a wellness coordinator who knows them intimately, who they share information with, who understands my goals and then helps me to achieve them.
So you're really not alone. You're not left adrift with the long-term care insurance. While that has many assets, what you're saying is Pathstones by Phoebe provides personal consultation and personal support for each of its members. Is that correct, Melanie?
That is correct. Yes, ma'am.
And so that really you're not alone and you're not abandoned, but you have some support for what your needs are. What other services does Phoebe give you, Nancy?
Well, may I just say that yes. Because we had been, because we had purchased this long-term care insurance prior to our encountering Phoebe, Pathstones by Phoebe, we were able to apply what we had paid into that program to our membership and ongoing expenses with Pathstones. And that reduced for us the necessity of the amount that we were going to pay into Pathstones for our ongoing program.
Now, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Take Charge of Your Life. This is your host, Elena Barbara, and tonight we're talking about Pathstones by Phoebe, a relatively new concept of long-term care in your home, which Pathstones by Phoebe is providing with membership. And my guests this evening are Melanie Kohler, who is the executive director of Pathstones by Phoebe, and we're also talking with Nancy Shelley, a longtime resident of the Lehigh Valley, and you and your husband have enrolled in Pathstones by
Phoebe. That's correct.
Very good. Okay, so let's talk about some more things that Pathstones by Phoebe offers.
A wellness coordinator will do many things for a member. Perhaps a member is interested in a new therapy. Maybe they'd like to eliminate their high blood pressure medication and is interested in diet and exercise that can help that. Diabetes management is a very common condition that older adults experience. A wellness coordinator can help bring in the resources to help that individual perhaps manage their A1C levels better, lower their fasting glucose levels, and perhaps even eliminate medication control with diet and exercise.
And what about if a person would like to participate in exercise, let's say a yoga class or an exercise class, Pathstones by Phoebe provide help with transportation if they possibly don't have their own?
Yes, a wellness coordinator will coordinate the resources necessary to help the members achieve their goals. So they'll go out and look at classes. Also, maybe that's specialists. Maybe it's vocational. You're interested in utilizing your gifts to volunteer to community for engagement and for mental stimulation. The wellness coordinator goes out into the community and finds the resources and helps you to achieve your goals through coordinating those. I'll tell you a funny story. We even helped two members. They came back from vacation this summer and had bats in the attic. Not in the belfry, in the attic. And we went out and found exterminators to help them achieve extermination goals. So we're a local resource that helps with convenient tasks and coordinating resources. And then long-term, we also help organize, care for, and support services.
Well, so you enable people who are considering either moving from their house or looking for a long-term care facility or a retirement community, you are helping them to make a decision to remain in their own home, with supervision of their health, their interests, and anything that really will help them to remain comfortably and safely at home. Is that accurate?
That is correct. And if your needs change and the home is no longer, it just doesn't meet our needs anymore, the program provides for the transition from residence to maybe a personal care or a skilled nursing home and covers those costs as well.
Well, that is truly amazing, and we're going to talk more about Pathstones by Phoebe when we return to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY.
Spread the word about your organization or business to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR News and locally produced music programs reaches thousands of locally engaged listeners each day. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable way to enhance your image and to provide information about your services to people who care.
To learn more about underwriting opportunities, call 610-694-8100, extension 6, or visit our website, wdiy.org.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Hello, this is Eleanor Bobrow, your host. And this evening we're talking about a very specially fantastic program that is being offered in the Lehigh Valley to senior citizens and their families. And that is Pathstones by Phoebe. And we have, as my guests, I have Melanie Kohler, who is the executive director of Pathstones by Phoebe, and Nancy Shelley, who is a member of Pathstones by Phoebe. You and your husband are members.
That's correct.
Right. So let's talk more about some of the services that are available and coordinated by Phoebe. My understanding is that you have coordinated people who are supervising the care.
May I interrupt?
Yes.
To clarify?
Yes.
I think that supervision is not something which most people want, especially as they age, perhaps. Right. Let me say, instead of supervision, it is more likely to be support. You are uncertain how to navigate something. You are perhaps uncertain how to obtain services that you need. Direction in finding a physician. And I think in that respect, your wellness coordinator, each member, and in our case, we are a couple, that is my husband and I, and we have a wellness coordinator who can help us with those things. She doesn't supervise us. She gives us direction if we ask for it.
Well, I think that's I'm so glad that you made that distinction. I think that's very important. And what other services are coordinated by Pathstones, by Phoebe? During the break, you mentioned something, Nancy, about going to doctor's visits and not understanding what the doctor said or having forgotten what the doctor said. When you come out, when you're there, you're going, oh, yes, yeah, big smile. But when you come out, you say, oh, my God, what did I don't remember what he said.
The reality, I think, for most people today is that if they happen to have adult children who live nearby, those children are working. They can't just leave their careers, or perhaps, as in the case in our family, there are young children and jobs. I can't call a family member and say, oh, I need you to take me somewhere and sit with me through a doctor's appointment and make sure you've asked questions or if I've understood what has been said. My wellness coordinator can do this with me if I request that help.
So your wellness coordinator will provide you with assistance and someone to be there. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Or she will be there herself?
Yes.
That's a possibility as well.
Yes.
So what we're seeing is, and what I'm understanding is, this is long-term care in your home with a coordinator who is really aware of all of the needs that you have and is willing to provide them, whether they are medical and whether you need assistance at a doctor's appointment or whether you need maybe you need transportation to an exercise class, there's a wellness coordinator that's there for all your needs. Melanie, is that correct?
That's correct. Our wellness coordinators are there throughout the aging process. Members are generally healthy and independent. If you don't mind, Nancy, I'll share. You just came from yoga.
Yes.
You know, our members are active, and they might need some guidance or recommendations to help maintain health and independence. And if their needs change, then we're there to provide that care, to monitor that care, and to supervise that care. But it's not just about health from a physical standpoint. We provide mental, physical, emotional, spiritual, vocational wellness. We look at a member from all angles and help to determine, do you feel satisfied? Maybe you're lonely. transportation in older adults is a major concern, especially as we get out of the suburban areas. We have to consider how engagement is important, and we look at services to provide that. Maybe getting back to volunteering is important. So we look at a member from all angles and come up with a plan that meets their goals.
Melanie, if I may, and Eleanor, if I may, I cared for my mother before she moved into my home. She was in her own home. She was a widow. She did not drive. The nearest loaf of bread was more than a mile away. I could not leave my job to get her to her bridge game, to her doctor's appointments, to all the things that away from all of the things that isolated her. I think isolation can be a terrible problem for people as we age.
So Pathstones by Phoebe helps those who are enrolled to avoid being isolated, because there's a coordinator, a wellness coordinator, and who is concerned about the needs of each of the clients that she has, each of the families that she has. Well, tell us more. Really very excited, and this is all done in your own home, and you don't leave. Well, how does one become a member?
Great question, Ellie. Membership is based on enrollment. You choose a plan. We have many different coverage options, but the idea of continuing care at home is a lifetime of care. So when you become a member, you are part of the Phoebe family for the rest of your life. Membership is based on age and the plan that a member chooses, and that will set the membership fee. So there's going to be a one-time membership fee. Those fees range between about $30,000 and $60,000, and that membership fee is money that will be used for your future care needs. There's also an ongoing monthly fee as well. And as Nancy alluded to earlier, some of our members have long-term care insurance and consider Pathstones a great mate to that program. It covers those coverage gaps. We provide services much more extensively than a typical long-term care insurance policy. Those who choose to use Pathstones and a policy often see a significant reduction on their monthly fee as well.
And their monthly fee to Pathstones.
Yes, and that monthly fee, by the way, doesn't increase as your needs increase. So today, we're helping members thrive and maintain health and independence, coaching, supporting, advising. 15 or 20 years from now, if a member found themselves in a nursing home, those nursing home costs would come to Pathstones, but the member would continue to pay that set monthly fee.
And how does one make contact with Pathstones by Phoebe and inquire to get more information?
We have a website, pathstonesbyphoebe.com. We also have a phone number, 610-794-6700. We offer educational seminars in the community. This is such a brand new concept for this area.
Yes, it is.
We welcome the community to come out and just learn about what continuing care at home has to offer.
When is the next seminar going to be given?
We actually have a seminar coming up next week, and that's going to be on Tuesday at the Holiday Inn in Easton.
And the date of that seminar?
Tuesday the 17th.
Okay, Tuesday at the Holiday Inn?
At the Holiday Inn, and you can find more detail on the website. But like I said, our seminars are ongoing. We have one at least once a week, and we go throughout the community. So if Easton, for example, isn't convenient, there's going to be a seminar the following week, and I believe that one actually is in the Bethlehem area.
So you have different seminars once a week in the various communities throughout the Lehigh Valley.
And the idea is to simply educate the community. There's no obligation, no fee to attend. And we welcome folks to come out to hear more about Pathstones by Phoebe.
And that's exactly what we did.
Exactly. That's how we met.
Oh, is that how you found out about the Pathstones by Phoebe? By attending a seminar?
Yes, I think my husband may have seen something in the newspaper.
We ran an article in the paper. Okay. It was actually about a year ago to the day that we met, Nancy. I remember it.
It's an anniversary.
Wonderful. Well, I think give the website once again, please.
www.passstonesbyphoebe.org.
Wonderful. And so if you want more information, if you're available this coming Tuesday at the...
The Holiday Inn, Estonia.
The Holiday Inn in...
Easton, Pennsylvania.
In Easton. So that is something to be considered. And this is something that many people have wanted for such a long time, and it has not been available. Do you find it's meeting your needs, Nan?
Well, I think because we have joined in relatively good health and only fairly recently, we have not yet had to ask for a lot in terms of services. I think what drove us primarily was that we went and looked at other housing options, everything from a community of people over 55, independent cottages, apartments, whatever, to just plain apartments in the Lehigh Valley. And you made reference to the fact that my husband and I had spent a lot of time working on a 160-year-old home. That's our sweat equity in that place. I mean, we're not in any hurry to leave it, to move further away from our family, or to live in a place where someone sets a schedule for us.
So I want to thank you, Melanie Kohler, Executive Director of Pathstones by Phoebe, the only continuing care at home program in the Lehigh Valley, and Nancy Shelley, for helping us to become aware of the options that Pathstones by Phoebe, a continuing care at home program, offers to those seniors who wish to remain in their homes in the Lehigh Valley, and which offers assurance to their children who want their parents to be well cared for in their golden years. And you may contact and get more information for Pathstones by Phoebe at
www.pathstonesbyphoebe.org or by calling 610-794-6700.
And the coming up seminar on Tuesday at...
Tuesday, January 17th at the Estonia Holiday Inn in Easton, Pennsylvania.
And so we want to thank you so much again, Melanie Kohler and Nancy Shelley, for helping us to take charge of our lives on WDIY. Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY. Thank you.
Thank you.